Chapter 11. The Three Universal Bodies. You will have heard about the three universal bodies, as they are called in the ancient wisdom: the body of the doctrine, the body of joy, and the body of transfiguration. The latter can be divided further into the corresponding body and the body of transmutation. These bodies correspond with, firstly, the all-penetrating field of the Father. Secondly, the light-revealing field of the Son, and, thirdly, the healing, regenerating field of the Holy Spirit. The Father grants us the possibility. The Son grants us the light of knowledge. The Holy Spirit brings us the one and all-encompassing path of liberation, in the power of God, and in the light of the Son. Furthermore, we have heard, indeed we understand and experience, that this path of liberation through the Holy Spirit has encompassed every one of us, and is dwelling in us. That is why all of us are now participating in a new world development, a new world order, a new nature, a new life field. All of us have physically entered the body of transmutation through the touch of the Holy Spirit. In the holy language of Christianity, all these bodies or fields are called heavens. If you bear this in mind when reading and studying the holy language, much will become clear to you. Actually, it is quite wrong for the word heaven to be used to refer to the reflection sphere. The reflection sphere has nothing to do with any heaven and is nothing but the realm of the dead. The realm of the dead has its own domain, the spirit world, and we speak of spirit world because only inferior and split personalities dwell in the realm of the dead. Their physical and etheric bodies have perished, and they are only specters, living out their temporary existence there, regardless of whether they are the specters of bad or good persons. The light of the Sun descended into our realm of the dead, as well as into our realm of the living. It sacrificed itself in it, for it. It died and was buried, and then it withdrew to its own domain. He who wishes to follow that light will find an open door into heaven, that is, an open door giving entrance in the first place to the body of transmutation. The door to the realm of the dead was and is always open. The door to heaven is opened for those who seek the light, who link themselves to the light. That is why it is said in Revelation 4. After this I looked, and lo, in heaven an open door, and the voice which I had heard speaking like a trumpet said, "Come up hither, and I will show you what must take place." This same voice is speaking to you too. You too are being called to heaven, to a journey to heaven now that, more than ever before, the body of transmutation is again spread over the whole world through the regenerating Holy Spirit. The words of Psalm 104 have literally been fulfilled. He covers himself with light as with a garment. He spans the heavens like a tent. The entire book of Revelation is a testament of the manifestation of the three heavens of transfiguration, the ascent into it, and the processes by which this takes place. In this connection, it is perhaps good to remind you of the familiar gospel story about the glorification on the mountain. Some of the disciples witnessed the glorification of Jesus the Lord, that is, Jesus withdrew for some time into the body of transfiguration and made his disciples witnesses of this. They were, as Paul tells us, drawn up into the Gnostic heavens. And since this so completely new experience surprised them, they reacted spontaneously in a totally wrong way. On either side of Jesus in this myth are Moses and Elijah, personages of divine splendor in the eyes of the Israelites. However, they were divine messengers of a bygone period, and therefore not of any significance for the living present of the disciples. When the disciples suggested establishing three sanctuaries, including one for Moses and one for Elijah, wishing to perform to this end some practical Gnostic magical service, they were told they had to follow the teachings of Jesus the Lord and serve him only, as Jesus the Lord was, for them, the Lord of the living present. So we too must confine ourselves to the living present and extract from it the one reality for our heavenly path. A temple has been opened in heaven, in the true light land of eternity, for all of us. To be able to enter that heaven, one must be truly alive. One must possess the life that does not know death. Through its descent into you, the light has made a covenant with you. Let us make a covenant with him. Let us follow a totally new heavenly path of life.